up, everybody? Welcome to an early edition of Sin City. And we just out here bullshitting today since this is fight night. And I see everybody on Facebook and every place else trying to say who going to win. I'm just getting on this motherfucker. Let's see who going to win. We going with Team Tyson, Team Jones. Me personally, going for my boy Tyson. I think Tyson going to mutilate his ass, even though they just set all these rules up. Now, I'm trying to figure out what the rules are. And what's up, Miss Lady? How you doing? How you doing? I'm trying to figure out what all these rules are and all this shit that can't be a knockout and emitting blood. I don't think that's going to stop shit. Me personally, I don't think it's going to stop a goddamn thing. I think that Tyson going to come out being Tyson. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I got the number on here. Y'all want to call in and voice your opinion, please do. Because like I said, Tyson coming in this bitch being a beast. I don't give a damn what nobody say. I don't care how it go down. I'm rolling with my man Tyson. I mean, at what point you going to believe that he's not going to bang? I mean, did y'all see this man training? This man was training like a fucking animal. This man was just going off, going in. I mean, Roy, don't get me wrong. I am a Roy Jones fan. I do like Roy. I think Roy, pound for pound, best it ever was. Just going in there with a different type of animal when you fucking with Mike. I don't know. That's what I'm talking about, Team Tyson. All right, we got one saying Team Tyson. Like I said, hey, feel free to double on it here. Call in. Kaz Uncensored. We're going to talk some shit for a little bit. I mean, we ain't going to be on here too long. Call in. Give me your opinion on what you're thinking, how you feeling, who gonna do what. Because, like I said, I feel like Tyson just for the... I don't know. I mean, Roy fast. Roy can do his thing. But, I mean, I looked at the weigh in. Roy at 210. Tyson at 220. That's the biggest Roy ever been in his life. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if he's going to be just as quick as he used to be, but, I mean, nevertheless, shit, we can still get it going on. Like I said, shit, it's your boy Cass, Sin City, Team Tyson versus Team Jones. I just want to see who the fuck going to win. Who y'all think going to win, man? Y'all got to give me something, man. Come on, now. Everybody acting like they scared, shit. You know, shit, that's how I say it. That's how we going to do this. Matter of fact, I'm gonna fuck with some people. Because everybody, who that? Gene, what's happening, Gene? I say, who you got? Team Tyson, Team Jones. Which one you going for? Like I said, the number on that, call in, man. We going to get this motherfucker jumping, man. For real. You know, we got to, man, I'm finna fuck with y'all. Y'all be thinking that, you know, I mean, because like I said, my man Roy Jones, he's a beast. He's a beast over here. But check it out, y'all. I'm going to go into one of these old Roy Jones songs. Y'all must have forgot.
Everybody, get on your feet. Get on your right now. Jones Jr., the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. Whoever don't agree, you know what? I guess y'all must have I need a crowd, one word, and he backs down. Don't get me mad, cause I'm ass already. Your colors, the world, you a champ. no hatred, yo. What the motherfucker takes me for?
Yo, what the fuck?
I got the nerve to say, ain't like no spice. I can make a look like nobody. Yo, I just forgot. And that's the scenario. He really asked for this, but I took him with a flash of wrist. Yo, what the fuck?
Y'all about to forget. Roy used to rap too. That song was terrible. Hey, at the end of the day, though, hey, I'm going with my man. I gotta go with Iron Mike. Like I said, man, y'all see it. Cavs and Scissors call in. Y'all see the number right there. Was it 563-999-3059? Y'all got something to say? Let me know. I mean, I'm seeing everybody on here. Gene say. What you say? I like Jones, but Tyson gonna knock his ass out. Yeah, that's what it looked like to me, man. I mean, y'all actually saw this motherfucker train. Like I said, if y'all seen Tyson train, and I mean, I don't know if anybody ever saw the interview with him and Sugar Ray, and he got the crying. Talk about he feel like he a bitch and he gotta do this, man. Y'all gotta realize this boy got something. Ain't anything right with this dude, man. And it's like, this dude really feel like he's a fucking warrior. Like, hey, he's feeling less than a man because he can't beat the shit out of people. I mean, this dude started crying, had Sugar Ray looking at him like, what the fuck? Is this motherfucker crazy? You know what I'm saying? Damn, y'all got to read that weed. He's smoking that high-grade weed. Man, this dude finna be an animal out the motherfucking cage. I'm gonna say, man, hey, hit me up, y'all. I'm trying to see who y'all going for. Who we rolling with? I'm trying to see who we rolling with. Okay, my man Bree said that was Roy Jones on the bar. Well, he's a part-time rapper. Hey, yeah, I'm glad he stuck the boxer too, man. Yeah, I can see your chest, cause I mean, like I said, man, I don't know. I'm really like, it's gonna be a hell of a fight. Now, don't get me wrong, cause like I said, Roy ain't no bitch by no means. By no means is Roy a bitch. I don't think he's no punk, no hoe, nothing like that. I think there's no motherfucker. I mean, ain't no average motherfucker gonna whoop Roy on no given day. I don't give a fuck who you are. But then it's like that motherfucker Tyson got this motherfucking, he got this motherfucking fear. I mean, you could get the realest, toughest, baddest motherfucker you know, and he's gonna be like, man, look, I'm not fighting that motherfucker. And here's the funny thing about this that a lot of people ain't even paid attention to, but if you think about it, like, me as a man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to run away from nobody, you know? I mean, if I got to go heads up with a motherfucker, I just got to go heads up with a motherfucker. Mike, you're going to be like, nah, fuck it. You have to fight Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, and Mike Tyson. And them the motherfuckers that beat him. Nah, that just goes to show you what type of motherfucking fear that this man presents when he comes around you. I mean, you know, maybe in the boxing world, maybe they don't fear him like that. I don't know, but shit, real world, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't see him just beating this man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got motherfuckers looking and calling, saying, come on, get on this motherfucker, holler at your boy. Shit. I'm trying to see what we got. What everybody thinking? Hold on, I got a caller right here. Caller, what's up?
What's up with you, Cass?
What's up, Breeze?
Hey, man. Look, I'm speaking for a motherfucker from my generation, man. That motherfucker gonna knock the fuck out of Roy Jones, man. Roy Jones ain't ran into no shit. I ain't saying Roy Jones ain't no great boxer. He was a great boxer. But I still don't think that he ran into somebody of this type of magnitude, man. And it's late in their both late in their careers, man. So Mike got that devastating hook, man. And if that hook...
That's true.
Ooh. It's gonna be ugly. Don't be ugly, man. I'm going Mike Tyson, man. I'm going with what Will Smith said.
What was that?
And I can't beat the motherfucker.
Man, like I said, this dude, man.
I think I can beat Mike Tyson, but I can't beat that nigga.
Right. The dude just looked like a fucking animal out the cage, man. It's just like, the way he was swinging, the way he was just, like, during that motherfucking practice.
I mean, Mike was doing the same type of practice. I've seen some videos.
Can you turn your radio down a little bit, Breeze?
Oh, yeah.
Well, whatever you got on, just turn down a little bit, just get a little feedback from you.
I don't know, man. It's probably because I got the phone here and I'm checking you out on Twitch as well.
Oh, yeah. That might be going into. My man Ellis Luke say he going to beat that ass. Who going to beat that ass? Luke, call in. They go to the number right there on the screen. Call in.
He's
going to
beat that ass. Who
going
to beat that ass? Luke, call in.
Damn, baby, I'm going to put you on mute for a minute. Nah, I'm going to need y'all to let me know what's happening, man, what y'all feeling. You know what I'm saying? We got to get this going. Hell, shit, motherfuckers, I probably get some bets going on the line on this motherfucker shit. You know, of course, friendly bets, you know. I'm just saying, you know, we can get this going. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, man. You know, I've seen some motherfuckers say, I want to holler at my guy Ron, my man Ron Samsonite. He said he going for the underdog, which is Roy. I don't know. I want to hear some Roy Jones fans. I want to hear somebody say they believe that Roy going to win. I mean, I don't know. Breeze, you think we got any Roy fans out here?
I think we got a few, but a lot of motherfuckers don't want to say it, man. It's a few out here, but they just don't want to speak up on it, man. But Mike Tyson, just of my generation, man. Mike Tyson, he's about the same age as me, man. He's just a devastating ass motherfucker. But I know in his, you know, he had a lot of issues, man, going on in his latter part of his career, man. But I mean, the dude right now, man, he looks great, man, for a dude 54 years old, bro. It really just put himself into training, was like, hey, I'm a jump back in this, man. You know, with a clean head, too. You got a clean head, and he's smoking good, weed.
Right, great weed, great. But now, here's my thing. I mean, would it be a total fucking upset if Roy did win, if Roy did beat him?
I think if Roy did beat him, I think Mike would be like, well, I'm officially done with this bullshit, man. I'm gonna take care of my family and get these dispensaries popping off, man, and, you know, stay in the movies and do that shit, man. I think it's something he just felt like he just still got something to prove, you know, because
he said he had to do it. He had to do it.
Yeah. You know, it's just something he had to prove, man. You know, like we saw the downward spiral of Mike Tyson, man, in his latter years. I mean, he was letting all kind of catches beat him up. Then he'll hug him at the end of the fight. Like, nigga, why are you hugging niggas at the end of the fight? Used to niggas that used to nibble on niggas' ears and, motherfucker, I eat your kids and all that shit. Next thing you know, man, they're shaking motherfuckers' hands and shit, man. I'm like, hey, nigga, fuck that shit, man.
Let me ask you. I was just about to ask you that. Do you want to see the old Mike just this one last time?
Yeah, I just want to see the old Mike, dog. I want to see the motherfucker walking there with the black shorts on, just no music and shit. The motherfucker just walking that bitch, walking the ring, stare at your ass, and commence to beating the fuck out your ass. That's the fuck I want to see. Right there. That's the Mike Tyson I want to see. I love to go to parties and see this nigga. Like, I remember niggas used to have, like, parties and have all this goddamn food and drink. Niggas eating and everything, man. The niggas knock a motherfucker out in 30 seconds and shit, and everybody got to go home. Like, get the fuck out.
Right, like,
damn,
well, fuck, we might as well turn this motherfucker to a party.
Right. Shit, might as well have a DJ here because the shit going to be quick, motherfucker. It's going to be real quick.
But now, like I said, I am and always was a Roy Jones fan. I was.
Oh, you were? Okay. I didn't know. I mean, I thought Roy Jones was a good fighter, man, for real. I ain't taking shit away from Roy Jones, man. I mean, he was a devastating fighter for his time. He won a lot of different weight classes, man. You know,
Roy was a beast.
Yeah, he wasn't a nigga just like, hey, I'm gonna stay right here. Yeah, that nigga was a monster,
right,
man.
I think I liked him for two different reasons. You know what I'm saying? Mike was the power. Roy was the flash. You know,
right?
Now,
right.
If you was ever able to put those two combinations, you would probably have the greatest fight of all time. But like I said, with Mike, it was just raw. The power was just raw. I mean, you know, I remember hearing Michael Spinks say, "Hey, you ever stood by a curb and a truck go past and you feel the wind?" He said that's how Mike swinging past you. That's how it felt, like a truck went past you. You felt the wind of the truck.
Man, who wanna get hit with some shit like that?
Right. Now I know.
I personally don't wanna get hit in my fucking jaw or in my chin by some shit like that, bro.
You're absolutely right. Now, like I said, it's just the fact that, I mean, we know he's not that. We know he's not that fast or that powerful anymore. But
right. Shit,
like I said, it's so crazy because you rather see this motherfucker. Like I said, if motherfucker said, Evander Holyfield, if it'd hit your ass, I'm like, man, whatever, motherfucker. You better kill your ass off. Motherfucker, Lennox Lewis. And Lennox, man, you better get your big British ass on, punk. Mike, you like, man, look, I'm going the other way. And they whoop Mike's ass.
I'm going up. Hell yeah. Man, he was, like you said, he was the baddest man on the planet, man. But, I don't know, man, with this renewed energy of Mike, man, it could be, you could witness the same thing, you know. It's just like Mike he's in a different state of mind now. He's in a different lane than he was. He ain't got all these motherfuckers around him. He ain't got the electric Jerry Curl head, motherfucker. That's what I call that nigga head, Don King. He got the electric Jerry Curl. But the nigga ain't got all these motherfuckers around him and shit, man. You know, all in his ear and taking his money and doing all kind of shit to him, man. You know, it's just Mike. You know, he's just like, man, fuck it. Let me just go and do this shit, man, and see if what I still got left in the tank. So, I think
all athletes, I mean, all pure athletes had that. I mean, as you've seen, you know, Michael Jordan, you know, he came back.
He came
back. After he retired, he's like, well, fuck it, I want to see what these young boys got.
He wasn't the same Mike, though. He wasn't the same Mike.
Nah, he was not. But, I mean, Roy time has passed, too. I mean, you know what?
Yep.
You ever, I don't know if, I cannot remember to save my life the name of that fucking movie where it was Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro. They two old boxers, and they just had that one last fight.
That's a recent
I can't
movie.
Remember the name of the movie, but whatever the case
was
I think though. That's what this reminds me of. You know, like, this they last hoorah. Like, shit.
Yeah. It ain't like they about to start, you know, go out here like, well, technically, it might be. Because the one last
this could jumpstart some
shit.
This could jumpstart some shit.
The what?
I say this fight could jumpstart somebody's career.
But I'm just saying, the last motherfucker that did that shit, man, was George Foreman.
Exactly. And he
and
won
George
heavyweight title again.
He was knocking motherfuckers out, too. He was knocking motherfuckers. And he got a chance to fight. He fought for the belt, didn't he?
He won it.
Oh, my brother won it, man. Shit.
Nah, remember he beat, was it Michael Moore? Yeah, I believe it was Michael Moore for the title.
Next thing you know, then
drop what Martin say? Drop bombs on him. Drop bombs on him.
Yeah. Nigga, I love the Jordan.
Okay. Christina Barnes said, Roy ain't got enough power.
Who ain't got enough power? Roy?
Yeah, she said Roy don't have enough power to go against Mike.
What you think about that?
Now, if this was, if this was back in the era, I totally agree. But now, like I watched the weigh-in last night, Roy coming in at 210. Roy ain't got no fat on him.
Oh, damn, he coming in at 210?
Yeah, he coming in at 210. Mike coming in at 220.
But your ass on Facebook talking about, look at these two old-ass uncles. You putting up Facebook.
Dude, man, that picture. Hey, that picture dude by you, too.
Don't add on them, but you talking about.
Man, them dude, that day dude look like your two uncles is getting ready to fight, man. Everybody had them two uncles. One talking some shit because he might got a little bit more money than the other one. Other one had it with him. Mom, I'm tired of his shit. He been talking shit to the kids. Well, motherfucker, come on, we go outside. And they get right there in each other's face and they get to talking that shit. Then here come that other uncle, they uncle, to break him up, tell him, what the fuck wrong with y'all? Y'all lost y'all motherfucking mind. Now get the fuck in the house. And they hug each other. I love you, nigga. I love you, too.
That's what it's going to be at the end, too, man. You know, they're trying to say it's a so-called exhibition, but I really think these two cats going to go hard. I mean, the way that they training, man, they're not just going to go in that motherfucking, man, just, you know, hey, I'm throwing jabs. I'm just going to throw jabs all night. You know, they're going to
throw. Right, that's how I feel, too.
Yeah, I think they're going to throw their pad in the swings. You know, I think Mike going to definitely look for that uppercut, which is devastating, or that hook, which is devastating. And then Roy, that quickness, man. You know, Roy got some combos. He's the combo king.
Now, Christina goes on to say that Roy's scared to get hit, though.
Ooh. Well, he never was. I mean, Roy was never a brawler, though. He wasn't no brawler, you know.
Now, here's the thing. I do, like, When Tarver hit his ass, Tarver put him on his ass. I really don't know if Roy could take a hit like that. Like, I mean, just
it was almost it was almost the same way. Tarver was the up and coming though, and Roy was kind of fading too, just like with Mike. You know, he was doing that shit, and he started getting them licks on him, man. You know, everybody
had
their time.
True. I mean, but, you know, Roy, that was Roy's thing. Roy was always that, you know, you can't hit me. I can't be hit.
Right, right.
But you gonna get hit fucking with Mike. I don't give a fuck. You gonna get hit.
You gonna get a body shot. You gonna get something.
Someone, and man, now hold on now. Now, remember, see, like I said, we talking on past tense. And I am saying, Roy was strong enough. I forgot the one fighter, man. Roy hit him in his ribs and broke his ribs and stopped the whole fight, dude. Crack.
Oh,
my ribs.
Yeah, this is now both of them cats have been out of fight for so long, no, bro. Both of them.
Roy last fight was what, 2018? I mean 2018.
Oh, Roy Jones.
Yeah. Now Mike,
oh, damn,
ain't had a fight in a minute.
I didn't know Roy fought in 2018.
Yeah, he actually won his last fight.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, he ain't that much out of the game then. Damn. Well, hey, it might be a different outcome. I thought he'd been out the game, like, you know, how Mike was out the game.
Nah. Roy would fight periodically, like every so often he would fight.
Oh, shit. Okay. This might be a little different then. I just don't want Mike going in that mouth. I just don't want Mike going in there all crazy through the Allies. You know, I just want to have a pretty fight, and I hope everybody be safe and everybody be all right. I just wanted to go in there talking about, like, hey, man, I still eat kids, and, you know, I take out your whole family.
I was trying to push his nose bone into his brain. Yeah, I want that, Mike.
We probably won't get that, you know. But, you know, hey, it's good to wish. It's good to wish.
Nah. I mean, I don't know. You know, you catch Roy keep throwing them jabs, popping them in his face. Pop, pop, pop. That's going to aggravate anybody.
Hey, man, quit hitting me in my face, dog.
Yeah, hey, fuck around. Might get the biting again. You know, when he knew he couldn't beat Evander, he just started biting his ass.
Hey, as soon as the motherfucker, if they in the ring and you see a nigga spit out his mouthpiece, stop the fight. Just stop this fight.
Stop this motherfucking fight right now.
Nigga, put your mouthpiece back in. I ain't fucking with you, man. Put your mouthpiece back in, dog. Shit.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you, man?
That's what it'll be.
I'm up here working and shit, but I'm still talking to you.
No. It's all good. But like I said, man, this is definitely going to be something for the ages to see. You know, I mean, you want to see a good, clean fight, but you want to see them get aggressive. I don't want to see no whole shit, man. And at $50 a pop, man, fuck that. You motherfuckers better hit each other.
For real. Hell yeah.
I don't think nobody wants to. Because here's the thing. Now, if they want to try to do this for future and future events with different fighters, you got to know, motherfuckers not going to pay no $50 to see no fucking sparring match. It's going to have to get some licks going to have to fly.
We're going to have to, man. Okay. I mean, just think about the nostalgia of this, man, and how many motherfuckers just want to see it for nostalgic purposes. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I pay $50. So that's a lot of money. I mean, they gonna get paid, no doubt. But if they get in that motherfucker sparring, and nigga, I done went to Fishers and bought like 100 wings, and nigga, I done bought all these bottles and told niggas to come over here and shit. Food is free and shit. I'ma feel real. I'ma be fucked up, man. I'll be like, nigga.
Motherfuckers will never get a chance to do this shit again. Motherfuckers be like, man, I'm not paying for that shit.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for it.
No shit, nigga. I didn't went and bought a whole zip, nigga, of some real good shit, nigga. We smoking good, eating good, nigga. I don't normally do all this shit, but, you know, it's my
right. I let motherfuckers keep their shoes on when they didn't walk through the door. I gotta keep shoes on, man. Shit. Fuck it.
You
keep shoes on.
Shoes up.
Hell, man, you don't want to be sitting there, there's 20 motherfuckers, his feet staying out, man. Come on.
Oh, shit, man. Wait for some.
And I done just dropped $50 on this motherfucker. No, here's the thing, Breeze. I done paid the whole fucking bill up, because you know you can't get the shit without paying your bill. I done paid my whole motherfucking cable bill up, man. Y'all motherfuckers better not play with me. You know motherfuckers gonna pay that cable bill up. They only put something on it. They put just enough to keep that motherfucker on the next month. Motherfuckers went out
by $350. I just
dude,
my whole
right. Motherfuckers are winning about 5 sticks. They got 5 sticks broke. Man. Hold on, man. This motherfucker, I didn't win about this whole fucking 5 stick. I got this bitch broke. These motherfuckers are sparring, man.
Man, come on, man. You know some niggas, man, they go out here and make life decisions, nigga, on some shit like that, bro. For real. Real shit. Even on the betting tip, nigga. Even on the betting tip, they like, I'm going 4 rounds Tyson.
Right.
You know. Hey, there's money out there. Niggas out here betting. Niggas talking about the recession out here. Watch they bet on this shit.
Oh, they definitely gonna bet on this shit. You please believe it. I mean, motherfucker, man, motherfuckers got money on this bitch right now. They talking about no bet, no bets. You think Las Vegas ain't finna make a killing on this shit? I'm trying to get a motherfucker to bet me now.
And that's just on the street, dude.
Exactly. But
it's gonna be interesting.
Shit.
It's gonna be some interesting shit. It's gonna be interesting, man. But hey, yo, check it out, man. I will be DJing tonight, DJ Breeze, man. If you're anybody interested, DJ Breeze, Sound Daddy DJs. I'm at Street Soldiers. Then tonight, man, DJing for this shit. So, yeah. I got
to do that. Oh, y'all doing something down there, man?
Yeah, Street Soldiers doing something tonight, man. They having a little street fight. Free food.
My man Fishy Fish say this ain't nothing but a soap opera. You say the fight ain't nothing but a big soap opera. Fish.
Okay.
You see the number call in, man. What you mean it's a soap opera?
Yeah, I want to know how's the soap opera.
Hey, he say 8 rounds headgear.
Oh, they got headgear on? Headgear?
I'm not sure if they supposed to have on headgear.
Wow, damn. I ain't know
motherfucker's
head. What about the gloves?
Damn. You know what? Hold on, man. I have the rules to it. Let's see. The rules. You want to suck, Breeze? Okay. No knockdowns allowed. No judge ringside. Winner will not be declared. If a cut occurs, the fight's over. 8 rounds, 2 minutes each. Israel Andrade is commentating. This is an exhibition. No bets allowed.
So, no knockdown. What they doing? What's the nigga night? They gonna hold the nigga up? I don't get it.
Did you get all that, Breeze?
You can't swing for a knockout. You can't be out here swinging for a knockout. Is that what they're saying? You just kind of... I don't know about that shit right there, man. What the fuck
is that? Who the fuck gonna stop them? That's what my thing. You gonna jump in the middle of these motherfuckers?
Man, shit. They need what? I hope they're gonna have Richard Steele old ass nigga.
I don't know. That's what they better. Don't get it on.
They need Richard Steele.
Right, cause man, I can't see Mike. I can't see Mike getting popped and just. Well, I'm gonna abide by these rules. I can't see Roy Mike taking a good solid shot at him, and he like fuck that. I'm hitting his ass back.
I mean, you know hood niggas with their pride, man. Man, for real, come on, man. These hood niggas, man. Like, man, no, dog. Okay, y'all can set the rules, but I ain't about to let this.
Like I said, man. I mean, y'all might get paid. Y'all going to get paid for tonight's fight because everybody want to see it. But if y'all fuck this up, Y'all fucked this up. Y'all, this is a one hitter quitter because a motherfucker never watch it again.
I know I wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? That's just like them versus battles. They know motherfucking well that, you know, shit. They gotta put some shit behind that shit.
Mm-hmm. Like me and you were talking about. We gotta have some kind of, the plot gotta thicken, man. We gotta have something, y'all. We just can't go.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying like for every versus, you know, but that particular versus, this last particular versus, man. This is rap music, you know. It's just like boxing. It's just like rap music is like boxing. These niggas got a lot of pride, a lot of shit at stake, a lot of shit on the street at stake for them, you know. So niggas see them out, they be like, yeah, nigga, you whoop that motherfucker ass. You know how niggas in the street talk, they don't give a fuck. They see you out, they be like, nigga, you beat the shit out that motherfucker.
You got your ass fucked up.
Right. I don't give a fuck who you are. Nigga, you got your ass whooped, nigga. They'll holler all the way down the street, nigga. Nigga, you got your ass whooped.
Ride in the car.
Nigga, you got your ass whooped. Blowing the horn. Or they just pull up on you. I thought that was you, nigga. You got your ass whooped.
Say it to my face. I just did. Hold on, man. I got another caller. Carla, what's happening? Carla. Good thing I don't want to say nothing.
Come on, Carla. If you're going to call in, let's talk. Let's talk.
Okay.
Nothing? All right. Moving on. So, bro, do you have this on, you got this on Facebook, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up, my Facebook people? What's good?
Oh, definitely, man. Shout out to everybody on Facebook.
Hit my boy Kaz up, man. Let us know what's on y'all mind for tonight, man. I hope niggas ain't getting dressed up for this shit.
Oh, they are. Well, you already said y'all throwing a fucking party.
You know how niggas do, man. He's like, nigga, you going to the fight, nigga? I got to go shopping. Yeah. I got to go get my hair cut.
Right. Mother got to go get that hair cut. Mother Lee's going to put on a pair of new Levi's. Shit, I'm going to the streets over the shit. I need these fresh pair of Levi's. 501s.
Give me some hard boys. I need some hard boys. That shit.
Yeah, I need some hard boys. I need that soft shit.
Hell yeah, shit. What that shit done? Going up in this bitch.
Right. I love saying shit. Everybody going to have the mask on, snatching the mask off, throwing them down. Ah, this some bullshit.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Don't make it a super spreader.
No,
hold your emotions in your mask.
That ain't about to happen.
Speaking of masks, nigga, I kind of went off the subject on this, but speaking of masks, though, do you think some people don't wear masks because they know they got some hot motherfucking breath and they don't want that shit to hit the butt wash on their head?
I don't know, man. Some of them be getting sick when they had that mask on. I can't keep this mask on, man. I'm getting sick. I'm looking at, hey, should kick it back on their ass.
A hot backwash, you hit their ass.
Hell yeah, shit. You got motherfuckers been drinking all night, drinking and smoking. Especially motherfuckers be smoking. I'm going over brushing their teeth and all that shit and smell like shit. Then they put that mask on. Can't nobody smell that shit but them. That shit kicked back into their motherfucking system. She's sick than a motherfucker. But I digress. We're going to get off that.
All right, back to the fight.
All right, back to the fight. Even though motherfuckers fight for their life right then and there. God damn, I'm sick. Keep smelling shit. Like, motherfucking brush your teeth.
I don't smell it, though. What you talking about, nigga? I don't smell shit. What you talking about? Nigga, I keep smelling shit. Nigga, that's telling you a lot, man. Telling you a whole goddamn lot.
Right.
Oh, man. I ain't fucking with you, Cass. I told you I don't really like you like that, dog.
Hey, man. All I'm saying is true.
You be posting too much crazy-ass shit and be tagging me in it, man. That shit be like...
Hey, man, if the truth hurts, say ouch. That's all you do. That's the way I look at it. If the truth hurts, say ouch.
Oh, shit.
I mean, like I said, man, we I'm just saying it's going to be a very interesting night tonight.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is, man. I mean, the hype about it, man. They knew how to really hype it up, man. I got to give them. That's the thing I love about boxing. Boxing know they can hype some shit up. They can hype some shit up, nigga. Just really get you into that feeling. This shit better be some. This better be some shit for you, man. This almost like the shit for the ages, man. Because these are two great ass fighters, man. And a lot of people watch them. A lot of people know their style, you know. I mean, he's one of the greatest boxers of my time. I mean, he's the same, like I said, he's the same age as me, man. So, me watching Mike Tyson when I was like a freshman in college and I saw this dude come out and they had him on Sports Illustrated looking like a motherfucking pit bull. And I was like, who is this motherfucker? And then when I saw him fight, I was like, ain't nobody going to beat that little motherfucker.
Right.
And he carried it on, and I was like, shit. And then when I first saw Roy Jones, it was in the Olympics. And I was like, that motherfucker quick as fuck. I was like, that nigga flashy as fuck. You know what I mean? He just had all that he had that speed, that combo, and he had power too, you know? So I like watching him as well. So, man, I think it's going to be a great little battle, man. And one thing, like I said, about Roy Jones, he fought at different weight classes. You know, Mike only fought
He even went up to heavyweight and won a heavyweight title.
Yeah, he went up to heavyweight. I mean, the nigga I almost feel like Roy Jones started at flyweight. The nigga done won about every goddamn weight class.
Right. Yeah, you just being messy, Fish. This motherfucker say he'd rather see an old school fight between CCA and Ivanhoe. God damn.
That was a good one.
Well, Fish, I'm gonna tell you like this. I ain't in no shape for none of that shit, so I don't know what the fuck that's going. You ain't gonna see nothing but a bunch of old motherfuckers just looking at each other.
Man, gonna be a bunch of old niggas in FUBU and Inishi and Rockaway.
That motherfucker break out the damage clothes, the damage gear, and cross color shit. Meeting up at Westside, talking about let's fight. Shit, yeah, all right.
Oh, shit. That was a good one. I'd rather see IVH than CCA. Oh, that was a good one.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, I'm a forfeit because I'm too old to be out there tussling. I ain't going to be no wrestler. How long you going to see a bunch of motherfuckers pulling out pistols because everybody too old to fight?
Hey, that's what I was just about to say, nigga. Or everybody trying to go for the one hitter quitter. Everybody trying to win.
That's
one time.
All you like, got.
Like, nigga, I'm tired. Nigga, I got kids. I got time for this shit, man.
Let's go to the Trocadero and get us a drink. Shit. Talk about the old fight. Yeah, you remember when I fought you? Yeah. I won that fight.
Niggas be meeting up like a beat it video and shit, tie the rope around each other's wrist and shit, and swing around with
shit. Yeah, that's to hold each other up. You got to think about it, man. Motherfuckers done did 10, 20 years. Motherfuckers done had kids, shit, grandkids. What the fuck? I'm not finna wrestle with no man. Fuck y'all. Y'all better carry y'all ass on. Go on.
I'm going to tell you, like, one more time. Go on, man.
Go on, nigga. I say shit. I am not back. That's crazy, though. Ivanhoe and CCA. That's so fucked up that When I was in school, they weren't even CCA yet. They were CCV still.
CCV, yeah, CCV. Yeah. Where did A come from?
Ah, shit, I ain't from that shit.
Oh, that's affiliate. That's the Concord affiliate.
Nah.
It used to be a village. It used to be a village to raise everybody. Now you
just had to be affiliated. If you wasn't affiliated, you couldn't smoke. You couldn't sell drugs with them.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you know.
But nah, man, that was my shit, man. I was a CCA fan.
Yeah, nigga, you grew up Concord and IBA.
Yeah.
You came out of both of them motherfuckers.
Alright, now fish.
Little known black history fact, y'all.
I was born in Concord and grew up in Ivanhoe. And throughout, I frequent 4-9 a lot. God damn, this motherfucker ain't never live in a house, did he? He always stayed in the project his whole life.
Shit.
Motherfucker never lived in a house.
4-9 is, what's that, Tiburon Trails?
Nah, you know, 4-9 is Colonial. Colonial Guards.
Colonial Guards. My bad. Yeah. And I lived out there, so how did I say? I remember, like, the bus ride used to be out there, Tiburon. Go out to Tiburon Trails and shit, because I grew up on the border, 52nd Avenue. Right.
All right.
And Maryville started. So that's basically like they call it the suburbs.
Yeah. You was in the suburbs.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, I got to get back on some shit, man. But, man, y'all need to call in and holler at these brothers, man. If y'all don't know Kaz, man, Kaz is a grinder, man. Y'all get with him, man. You know, he always got good stuff. Always got good subject matter to talk about, you know. He keep you laughing, too, man, because you don't know what he's going to say, you know. Plus, he's my cousin, man, so I got much love for my nigga, man. I appreciate all this shit, man, you be doing, man, you know. Just keeping it 100, though, man, for real. You's a real nigga, though. Keep that shit
That's
real
what's
fun.
Up, brother. I appreciate you, and I love you, cuz.
Yeah, man, keep that motherfucker to the street, nigga. I just want to call in, man, just holler at you for a minute, my nigga. But y'all get that cash,
That's
man.
What's up.
Check him out, man. Check him out on Stream Player. Check him out, man, on Twitch. Check him out on Facebook, man. You know, he's hitting all these platforms, man. So y'all check him out, call in, talk some shit with him, have a drink with that nigga, because the nigga always drinking.
I'm drinking now, shit. Anybody looking at me, see, I'm drinking right now.
Always got a drink, and that shit ain't tea.
Hell no. They go to the bar right behind me. Anybody looking, the bar right behind me. God damn it. You got what you need.
All right,
need.
My nigga. Salute. Salute, my nigga.
All right, cuz. Love you.
All right, cuz.
All right, y'all. Check this out, man. Like I said, we got on here, shot some shit, gave my opinion on what I thought, who I thought was going to win. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, hit us up, man. You know, shit. Like I said, I'm rolling with Team Tyson. Tyson, motherfucker, I'm picking tonight. Hope this shit be a good one, man. I'm glad y'all motherfuckers logged in with me for a few. I'm going to get the fuck up out of here. I mean, another cartel or maybe two or three. Get ready for this motherfucker fight. Grab me some wings. I ain't need no more Thanksgiving dinner. Grab me some wings or something. Shit. I'm going to check y'all out, man. I know what I'm saying. Be safe. Get at me. Sand City, y'all. Peace.